Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that once Sayyidina Khab radiallahu ta'ala said that it is stated in the Torah that the person who digs a pit for his brother falls into himself. We see people that what they do is so that they can achieve something, they cause problems for their brothers, they cause problems for their relatives. And basically what they want to do is they want to walk over the relatives, they want to walk over the family so that they can get to what they think is their destination. But Allah, but we are told that in this particular hadith, it said that the person, in the Torah it says that the person who digs a pit for his brother, he'll fall into the pit himself. Whatever problems you try to create for your brother, you will be creating them for yourself. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, he said that the same kind of subject, you said that it's mentioned in the Torah, he said the same kind of subject is mentioned in the Quran. Sayyidina Ka'ab asked us, and he said that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us in Surah, part 22, Surah Al-Fatir, ayat 43. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kansul Iman, and the evil scheming befalls only those who scheme it. Those who scheme, those who have evil schemes, they are the ones that will fall as a result of them schemes. Sayyidina Imam Zahiri, radiallahu ta'ala, has narrated that the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, you do not conspire against anyone and nor help or conspire against anybody, because Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and the evil scheming befalls only those who scheme it.